If there is anything I don't want to miss in my business, it is my own database, my customer base, my email list. Why email marketing is not dead and why you need your own email list and it's not too late to build one, I'm breaking down for you in this episode. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek. I'm excited you are listening today. If you ever wondered which step to take first in order to make sales in your business, then I want to let you know that sales doesn't happen only when you sell. When you sell and you make sales, this is closing the deal. Sales starts the moment people find you. The moment they come onto your Instagram page. The moment they get to trust you, get to know you, get to like you, get curious about your work, get something from you, like something for free or something for a lower price. They get to know your work, they get to trust you more, and they clearly can see that you are the expert that can help them with their problem that keeps them up every night. So sales is happening the moment people walk into your door. That can be your social media platform, or they find you on a podcast, they find you on your own podcast, they find you on a stage, in an article, wherever you appear. I've been recently in a boutique. It's my birthday week and my partner surprised me with a dress that I could pick. And we went to this very cute place. They have very special clothes from Colombia, very colorful, and designs I personally would have never chosen before. But I'm telling you, the Caribbean life makes me, I don't want to say a different person, but I think finally the person I always was meant to be. So I am going for a different type of clothing. So now I discovered this boutique not yesterday. We've been there over Christmas. There was a Christmas market and this boutique had a beautiful decoration outside of their shop. And I remembered that. And I remember they exist. And after Christmas, I walked in just to see what they have, what kind of clothing. Unfortunately, I didn't find anything. I actually wanted to use a Christmas voucher I got, but I didn't find anything. And now as my birthday was coming up, I remember that boutique and I remember that the lady who owns the boutique told me that end of January 2025, they will get the new collection. So I was like, oh, it's March, so the new collection must be in already. Let's see what they have. I took the opportunity. And then imagine this, I walk into the boutique and I get this warm welcome. The lady welcomes me, asks me if she may help, and I told her what I'm looking for, and I got hooked on a specific corner. And I kind of already knew that this is going to be it. I needed to overcome my objections at that time, because it is a piece of fabric that looks like a tablecloth, basically, with a nice pattern for a nice price too. And there is a specific technique, this comes from Colombia, where how they wrap that thing around their body, and once you wrap that correctly, it just looks freaking amazing. But I was wondering, like, is this even for me? Am I, you know, the right person to wear this kind of clothes? Am I gonna manage to wrap myself in without help? Because I don't have an assistant 24/7 in my house who helps me getting my clothes. Do I like the patterns? Am I going to play it safe and go for something darker, or I'm going to go for the pink? Which kind of material to choose? So now imagine if this lady in the shop would have just left me alone in my corner and would have told me, you know what, these are the three types I have, this is how it goes, play around and tell me what you want. I probably wouldn't have bought it because I needed support. Not necessarily to choose to buy it or to be convinced to buy it, because deep down I knew already I do want that type of clothing, but I needed a moment of explanation and a moment that somebody tells me, this color fits you, you look amazing, and I fully trust that you can manage this on your own. And then I had Stefan with me, my partner, who said like, yeah, it's kind of cool, it's different, but let's go for it. Afterwards, after I made my decision to buy it, I wasn't rushed off, but we paid, we took our time. She stepped around the counter to have a conversation with us, handed the bag, not to me, but to my partner, because she knew it's my birthday present, so he can actually officially give it to me, which I so appreciated because I think it was such an incredible, sweet gesture that not everyone would think about. So even though we spent about, I would say, 20 to 30 minutes in this store and I was chasing that lady, I have to admit, I was telling her that I want to try this color and that color and maybe again that color and how about this and how about that. So I really got my service there because I needed to have my questions answered. And in this short time, I was on a full experience. But my experience started in December 2024 when I first saw this beautiful decoration outside of the store while they were having a Christmas market in that area. I'm telling you this story because I want to tell you that email marketing per se is not necessarily only specific to the online business space. It is used in so many different industries. And what it does for you, it gives you the ability, without having a boutique, that you can take your potential buyers on that journey I was with that lady in this boutique. So, let's say people come to your Instagram page and they like it. They stay there. They get curious. They get to know you. They get to trust you. You have the ability to offer them something for free. Like in the boutique, it would have been that try it on. If you are not sure, try it. Get different colors. Get different materials. Just get comfortable. So I did, and it was helpful. And now I am in that database, and I'm sure that I will receive an email from this lady when they have a new collection out, when they have something on sale, when they have another Christmas party in front of their boutique. I don't know. But if you have someone in your database who has consumed a free lead magnet, these people are in your database and you can send them whatever you want. So now you can use this very strategically to build up towards a launch, but you can also just give. You can teach them about their problems. You can be in touch with people on a very, very personal level. And what I mean with a personal level is that you should never write your first new letters, specifically when you learn copywriting, but also if you have a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or random newsletter where you connect with your people, this needs to come from the bottom of your heart. This needs to connect with your potential future buyers. It requires your authenticity, your language, your story, and never ever start writing them with AI, but practice. And what this allows you is not just being personal, But it has also so many other benefits. I'm not saying that social media is nothing. Social media is cool, and social media can be one channel, how you build your email list, where you offer your free lead magnets. But social media often doesn't reach everyone of your followers. And not everybody of your followers is probably interested in the same thing. They're on different parts of the journey. But the people who download that lead magnet, they show absolute interest in your work, and you can lead them towards sale. A good thing is here that, first of all, you have the potential to reach everyone. If you write good copy, if you write exciting newsletters, you will have an incredibly high opening rate. If you reach about 50%, something between 30 and 50%, you are already a winner. And what an email list also does, or the email that your potential buyers or your database receives, is that there is a 50-50 chance whether they read it or not. But once they open that email and they scan through it, there is no other distraction. If you have one reel and it doesn't get them hooked, they are within a split second on another reel. So you take them off those social media platforms, and they, your emails get the attention. And you can stop relying 100% on social media, because it has those ever-changing rules. I know we spoke about this already. Having a personal brand on social media is no longer nice to have, but relying on social media only is a risky game. They can shut down, as we learned in beginning of 2025 with TikTok. Your account can get hacked, and all things can happen. Just things we might not even know today. But your email list is your own database. And the cool thing is, people do not have to stay there. If somebody decides on a later moment and be like, not ready for this, I don't want it, I just wanted to, you know, to sneak around and lurk around, they can unsubscribe. And it's just such a nice, fair game to stay in touch with people. Another super bonus of having an email list is that you can save valuable time by reaching no matter how many people you have in that database, with one targeted message that has the potential to reach everyone. If you want to send an invitation to your masterclass, then you would have to, on Instagram, send this message to every single person. Now imagine doing this 100 times. I'm going to tell you that you're going to mess up in the 10th message, because we don't have such a long capacity for doing all over the same work, and especially you get sloppy, that you will forget to change the name. You will write, "Hi Petra," although you're writing to Sylvia. Having a program that does it for you is just freaking amazing. And you have a greater potential to reach them. What your email list also does is not just saving your time, but having a email list also means better collaborations. Better collaborations, as in when people are looking for collaborators where we can exchange value and promote one another, whether this is your free lead magnet, whether this is an offer, whether this is a masterclass or appearances on podcasts, people will ask you the number of your email list, because they want to know whether it's worth for them putting in the effort of going on a podcast that is shared with a certain number. And if you apply to speak on someone's podcast, people will ask you, what's your email list? With how many people are you going to share it? And often it doesn't even matter how big or your email list is in numbers, but if you can say that you have an engaged email list where people are opening it, you have a high opening rate, you have a high click rate on the links, and people are truly interested in your subject, then you have an engaged email list. And that is what collaborators, podcast hosts are looking for. So it is not just a nice to have. It is not just a strategy that is specifically to the online space. Shops, any other shop, not just my boutique, but also furniture stores, are using this kind of strategy in a different spectrum. You are driving on a highway, you see a huge billboard with furniture, and you'll be like, oh, let's visit this store because we are actually looking for a kitchen, we are looking for a sofa. So you walk inside, and because you just decided to have a look around and not buy your sofa because you might want to compare, you might want to compare it online or with another store. So you go in there, but what happens when we usually go to a furniture store? IKEA is just the best example because they're doing such a great marketing. But any other store where you have a decoration sector or anything foodie or whatever that is, you go and you buy it. You never walk away, or at least I don't, empty-handed. And we are calling this always with my partner. We are saying, yeah, I bought all the things I didn't know I needed before I entered this store. So you walk away with something small. It's not a big sofa. It's not a high ticket offer, so to say. But you take away something. And then with that, in your shopping bag, you get a little prospect, like a little, you know, like those little magazines. And on there is, you can visit our website if you buy over our website, you have a, let's say, 10% discount on your first purchase. And you go on that website and they will ask you for your email address because not only you get 10% on your first purchase, but you also get a $5 extra on top if you sign up for the newsletter. And there you are in the database. You got to know them, you've been in their store, they gave you something for free, they are treating you even with a bigger gift if you buy with them, and they collected your email address, so the next time they have something on offer, they know you are interested in, you will receive the information about it. So this is a sales system that you can build not only for safety of having your database, and not running the risk to build your business on borrowed ground, like Instagram, Facebook, and etc. But also, you are entering a very nice, I want to say almost easy, simplified way of being in touch with your potential buyers, building that trust, giving them what they need. Ask them questions if you make a research and want to know what they need so you can offer it and solve their problems. It just has so much value in doing this. And running a launch without an email list is an absolute no-no. You will not have the results without an email list if you just do it over social media, because it will not give you that reach with those specific people who are interested in that specific topic, in that specific transformation. Which leads me to, what does this lead magnet need to be? That lead magnet needs to lead or be part or the starting point of your offer. Now, don't worry. If you do not have an offer, that's fine, because this is not the first thing we create. First, we create our database so we can actually make the research and ask them what they need so we can serve them well and sell our product and services. But that lead magnet needs to go directly in that offer. So all you need to know is the transformation you are offering. The person on point A having an issue, wanting to go to point B, what is that transformation in between you are offering? That's enough. And then pick a part of it, whether this is something out of the middle, the beginning, the starting point of the journey, or the whole journey compromised into a small tiny package that you can offer them. And then go offer it. I have a free training for you where I'm teaching you how exactly you can go about is how to create a lead magnet that people want that pays into your success account, meaning leading into your offer. And if you don't know your offer yet, into the transformation you are offering, how to set up in a very simple way a landing page and a thank you page and what to write on it. Everything compromised in a bite-sized free course. It's about an hour material that takes you step by step in the most simplified way to get the lead magnet that people want. So you can grow your email list and get your first 50 leads. The link to sign up for the free course is right below in the show notes. And because it is meant to be done quickly and not sit in your corner for hours, days, weeks, months, years. If you get this done in 14 days, which is more than doable, I made it 2 weeks instead of 1 week because I know that some of you still have a 9-to-5 job and stress is something that I do not want to cause. We don't need stress. So if you're done with this in 14 days from the day you started the course, after 14 days, you will be added to a vault the moment you sign up. If you post your landing page on there, you can not only ask me for feedback, but once your landing page is ready with the download, I will gift you my template for the first welcome sequence of your email marketing. So go ahead, click the link below. I know that everything you desire is already within you. You just need to take the right steps and stop playing small with your potential. I believe in you 1000%.